It's time to catch up with Razorback shortstop Carson Brumbaugh.
BO2. Hammond fists it back up the middle. A rambling ball behind the back. Picked up and fired to first in time. Brumbaugh was there to make the play, and it's the second out of the inning.
The SEC Preseason Freshman of the Year from Edmond, Oklahoma, is number one in your program and number one in the zone. Brumbaugh joins us each week courtesy of Pinnacle Parties. Take your party to the pinnacle with Pinnacle Parties. You can book your next celebration at 501-951-4234 or pinnacleparties.com. Now, let's head to the hill and talk to Carson Brumbaugh.
All right, welcome back. Acre Free Zone, Chris Kane, Trey Reed, and Todd Pierce in the studio today. Welcoming in Carson Brumbaugh. Carson, congratulations on an outstanding series win against Ole Miss over the weekend. I know you guys are trying to put that in the rear view mirror. Move on, move forward. Got a big one against Oklahoma this weekend on the Hill. But take us back to that moment. I mean, you dominate them in game one and then have an off game in game two. Comes down to game three, and it ends up being a walk-off home run to finish it off. What was that like, especially in front of the home crowd? That must have been a pretty special moment to be a part of.
That was definitely one of the highlights we're going to look back on of the season, in my opinion. I think, it just goes to show, like, guys who are not playing still continue to stay ready. And Christian Turner, like, if you had asked him before that game if he thought he was going to go in, he probably would have told you maybe in the end to, like, pinch run or play outfield. But, I mean, that originally was the plan. He comes in to pinch run for Stewart after he gets on in the eighth. And then they end up taking the lead, so he's going to get in that bat is what it's looking like. And then, I mean, it started with Souza grinding out that at-bat in the ninth, getting on base, and then Turner goes up there. They give him a pitch to swing. He gets down 0-1. They give him a stack bunt, and he misses it. So then he's 0-2, so it's just like he's going to have to fight, and we know that. And after a couple pitches, like, you could just feel it. You could just feel the crowd getting into it after he was battling, nodding his head. You could just feel it, something was about to happen, whether he was going to get a knock, whether he was just going to keep fouling balls off. He just knew something was going to happen. And I think the pitcher felt that as well. And then he hung a slider down the middle, and Christian did probably the best swing of his whole life and won us the series. It was special.
Carson, you led me right where I wanted to go, because I know Coach Van Horn in his postgame press conference was talking about how the crowd got into that bat the more Turner started fouling off pitches and was battling. Was that something that you guys could sense as well, that the crowd was trying to help him in that at bat, help him keep grinding?
100%. I mean, they played a huge role in it. I think, like, after the pitch that he started off right before he hit the home run, that was probably one of the loudest pops that I've heard all day going into that point. So you could tell the crowd was feeling his fight and appreciated it, and then gave him that boost of energy that he took to the next pitch and just enjoying the moment and crushing that homer.
Carson, I know you're a young player on the team, but when you talk with guys, like in the radio booth, we spoke earlier with Bubba earlier this week, and he was saying that every time Arkansas plays Ole Miss, and Arkansas has won the last six series against Ole Miss, so Hogs have been dominant in terms of the number of series wins, but it's always seemingly close, and there seems to be a really healthy rivalry there. Could you sense that on the field, especially late in that final game?
Yeah, I think we could sense it, like, as soon as we started playing them on Friday, to be honest. Like, you could just tell it was a different energy, and it meant a little bit more to play these guys. You're not really sure why, as a freshman coming in, like, why playing against Ole Miss, but then you experience games like that, and you get it immediately. I think we came out Friday night with a chip on our shoulder and took care of business. Dietz did what he does and got us out to a great start early. And then Saturday kind of got away from us a little bit in the first. I think a little bit of luck. They got a little bit of luck. They hit a home run in a grand slam in the first inning that usually doesn't go out. But I think the wind helped it a little bit. And, in this league, especially when you're down 5-0 early, it's tough to come back from. But I think and our coaches harped on this, I think we did a good job still competing. And the guy who came in to close on Sunday, we got him in the game on Saturday, and he pitched on Saturday. So I think that played a role in, like, maybe you think, like, he's a little bit less, like, he's a little bit more fatigued going into Sunday because we got him into the game on Saturday. So I think even though we lost the game, we had small wins within the game that helped us win on Sunday.
Okay, so how much does you talk about having seen that pitcher that close on Sunday and seeing him in the game on Saturday? I'm guessing that helps as far as reading tendencies, what he might like to do in a certain count or a certain situation. And, you know, that would be invaluable, I would think, knowing, you know, what you're about to face before you even get to the plate.
Yeah, for sure. Like guys who had saw him yesterday come up to Turner and like, hey, like, I saw this guy yesterday. Like, here's what he's got. Here's what he's going to give you. I think that helps a ton. And being able to see the pitcher, like, personally, rather than just watching video on him, I think is a major plus as well. I think it helps a lot hearing from someone who really just saw him the day before rather than just watching video from a couple weekends ago or whatever it is.
And speaking of home runs on Sunday, did you guys see Cajillo's home run go into the food truck? Or if you didn't, did you know that's where it ended up?
I did. That was probably one of the farthest home runs I've ever seen in my whole life. And especially in person, it definitely was. I mean, that was impressive. He's really flipped the switch here these past couple weekends, and he's been putting together some really good ABs and just freaking battling. And that ball he hit was, that was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
All right, now you got Oklahoma coming to town. Final home weekend series, especially in SEC play, before you turn the page to one more final series on the road in Lexington and then conference tournament. So preparing for number 24, Oklahoma, what stands out to them or about them as you guys have studied them leading into the series?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm from Oklahoma, so that place is like 30 minutes from my house. My brother plays on the team there. So I think just, I know a lot of the guys because, like, during football season, I would go down and hang out with, like, my brother and catch a game. So I know a lot of these guys. So I think it's going to be a really fun series. I got a lot of family coming in for it. I know not a whole lot about how they play, but I got to watch them all their games in Arlington because I was there for my brother. So, I mean, they're a good team. They're streaky. They're coming off a tough weekend against Florida, but they're definitely coming in here, like, hungry and wanting to win. And, you know, I think their pitchers, you never really know what you're going to get with them. They can either go 7 scoreless or they can walk the house. So hopefully we get the second option this weekend. So we'll just see how it goes. You know, I think our preparation doesn't change from a standpoint of, like, just continuing to go out there and play our game. And I think that'll give us our best opportunity to win. But, yeah, I'm definitely excited to play these guys because, one, I want to beat my brother, and two, I know a lot of these guys, and they've been talking since the fall. So,
all right, let's hear it. What's the family going to be dressed as? How would the family be dressed trying to support both of you? We've seen this in sports before, whether it's split jerseys, hat of one team, jersey of another. What's the plan for this weekend for the family?
Yeah, I'm honestly not sure. I'm excited to see how they do it, too, because we got a lot of them coming in. And I don't know if they'll just split it down the middle and one half where OU and one half where Arkansas, or maybe just neutral colors. I'm not really sure, but yes, They're going to be in the in our family section, so they better not do anything too crazy, or our fans are going to give it to them, I would assume.
Yeah, see, Razorback red and Sooner red are so similar.
I was going to say,
they
could
disguise it a little bit.
The color schemes are going to help out, I think.
Yeah. They can disguise it, at least not be too obvious like it would be with another school like LSU. All right, have you ever played against your brother in baseball before, opposite teams? Is this the first time?
This is the first time.
Okay.
I've never played against him because he's older, and I was a freshman in high school when he was a freshman in college, so never got to play against him or with him. This will be the first time we'll share the field together.
Okay. And has there been any talk this week? I know you said leading up to it, like throughout the season, there's been some talk. Are you texting him this week any smack, or has it been no communication this week since you're on opposite sides of the field?
Oh, no, 100%. We talk every single day.
Oh, nice. Okay. So okay.
Yeah, there's definitely been some smack talking going on for sure. That's my guy. We talk every day, so. Yeah, it's definitely gone. It's definitely been every day.
How much has he helped you? I know that you're going to be super competitive with him this weekend. How much has he helped you, though, as you've leaned on him as an older guy like he is, who's been around college baseball, a couple different teams already at this point? How much has he helped you in terms of your growth as a baseball player as the younger brother?
Oh, yeah, he's helped me a ton, especially this year. Like, just being able to talk to him about things. I mean, he's been through it. This is his fifth year in college. He's kind of experienced all the trends of college baseball and how it goes. And then just from, like, a baseball standpoint in general, just, like, being able to talk to him about my swing or whatever and literally anything. And he's, like, super, super, like, strong-minded. I mean, he's gone through it. Like, he's had four surgeries since he's been in college. So, I mean, he's gone through a lot of stuff and been able to make it through. So it's like being able to have that perspective and being able to talk to someone like that is definitely huge for me, for sure.
Well, I'm sure you love him a lot, and he's been a great influence, but I hope you guys beat the brakes off him this weekend, and I hope you get all the bragging rights, especially as a little brother. Good luck to you, Carson. Thanks for joining us today, buddy. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.